Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, joining you every Sunday morning here on KSRO, talking about real estate and what's happening in the real estate market. And, it's interesting. I don't know if it's interesting, but it's interesting to me. Real estate is still, you know, I pulled up the numbers for March and there's still a lot of activity in it. And a lot of it is, you know, just wrapping up because we did go into this stay in place and then kind of a lot of back and forth from the federal government, the state, the counties, California Association of Realtors, North Bay Association of Realtors, our own brokerages, kind of trying to educate all of us on what we can and cannot do in real estate right now. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today because there's a lot of information. I talked about it last week, and then, of course, end of day Sunday, there was new information that was totally different from what I talked about. Not totally different, but there were some changes. So we'll talk about that. There's a lot of misinformation out there right now amongst just even the real estate community as to what we can and cannot do in real estate. And really, you know, maybe a good time to, if you aren't already in the process, to maybe kind of do some things to get ready for, you know, May, putting your house in the market on May. Maybe we'll be done with that by now or by then. And, you know, it's just if you can wait, maybe a good idea to wait if you're not already in the process. However, that being said, there's a lot of real estate happening regardless. And there are some rules that changed allowing, and this is Sonoma County, because the federal government declared real estate as an essential business. And we talked about that last week. However, Sonoma County rules and the state rules override that. So the state rules override the federal, and then the county overrides the state even and the federal. So they loosened up things. So first they said, yes, we're essential. Go out and sell real estate. And everyone went, hang on a minute. You know, that's not very safe for our clients. So they further kind of refined that to, yes, you can sell real estate if the house is vacant by appointment only, with two people only, plus the listing or the buyer's agent. The two people looking at it have to be from the same household, has to be a vacant property. So that makes it a little difficult if you're selling a property that you actually live in still. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into the show, and then also some ideas and things that we're doing, that I'm doing as far as getting, virtual tours done, virtual showings, things that you can do to really get somebody so where they can have a really good look at a property without actually physically getting in there to take a look. And at least to kind of try and keep the ball rolling for those people that do have a house to sell or do have a house to buy right now or do need, a need to buy a house. So we'll talk a little bit about, some ideas on that. I mentioned that last week and then ran out of time. So, and I did post something. If you go to the Facebook page, for the Real Estate Hour, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. Look for that page, follow along, and like the page, and then you'll get updates when I post some things. And I did, I think it was after last week's show, posted some information about some virtual ideas on how you can get your property out there to be seen virtually without actually taking the risk and breaking the law of having people in to see your property. So, There's some good ideas on things that we can do, and it's just kind of a, it's a new world right now, and we're adapting, and we are adaptable people, I think, for the most part, especially, I think, here in Sonoma County, we've learned to adapt. We've been through a lot. We have been through a lot. This is certainly different, and it's unusual. I don't know, Joe, if you feel that we've been through all of these things that were so hyper-local, the Sonoma County, the fires, Lake County fires, the PG&E shut down, although that was a wider, you know, all Bay Area, but and California. But this is global, and the entire world is going through the same thing we're going here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, it's hard to believe when we're sitting at home that everybody else is doing it too. And, you know, there seems to be more people out with walks. Even yesterday when we got the little break in the rain, I decided to go out for a walk. I couldn't believe how many people were out there.
Really? So
we need they're just trying to get out somehow, some way. And did go to a store yesterday, be prepared to wait, went to Target on Santa Rosa Avenue, and there was a line out the door because they're only letting so many people
in. Yeah, Safeway
also.
Don't get
there right when it opens.
No.
If you wait about a half an hour, then you could probably walk in. But they had it spread clear across the corner. We waited about 20 minutes, and it was just starting to rain, and we were getting a little nervous about that. But we did get in and got wet. Mostly what we need. Obviously, the shelves aren't in very good shape right now. So
yeah,
especially
same.
For stuff like
like toilet paper, flour, rice, odd things and cleaning products.
It is a different situation, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
You could say we went through all this with the fires and stuff, but this is.
It's different.
At least you got fires. You could see the smoke, and you said, "Yes, we are in danger." But
well, right, and we, you know, a lot of us. I know I had some masks, my N95 masks left over that we all purchased during the fires, and then. You know, it's different because I was wearing those outside and then you take them off when you go in somewhere, you know, but now I'm like, you know, outside in my car, I'll have my mask off, but I'll go into a store and I put my mask on and it's like, this is different.
I still have a hard time getting used to the mask thing. And when you start breathing,
well, I don't like it at all.
And I need windshield wipers.
The glasses. I know we both wear glasses. I know it's like, I can't see now. But it's a different world. So,
very different.
Anyway, I completely forgot where I was going with that, but I just think it's interesting that it's
sorry
kind
about
of all,
that.
Oh no, that's okay. I brought it up and pulled you into our conversation. But I think I think what's interesting is that this is happening all over the world really and the country, and I'm connected to a lot of realtors throughout the country. And you know, there's still some states, I think for the most part, I think there's like maybe four states now that are not statewide stay in place orders. But still doing real estate as usual. It's like, you know, and they post a picture with their client saying, you know, congratulations on your sale. And I'm like, there's not 6 feet between you guys. I have two listings that we had started, thankfully, before all of this process, and we're able to get through everything before things really got out of control and tightened up. But I have two listings closing, and one of my favorite things in a close is one to go to the closing, you know, to the title company with my clients, and both that we haven't done. And I felt really out of place. One of them, you know, they had her put me on speakerphone and listen through the process. But then, you know, getting to like a buyer, getting to hand them a key at the end of the process, giving the hugs and the, you know, goodbyes, a lot of my sellers that are leaving, you know, out of the area that I won't see again. And it's just a weird feeling that I don't, you know, I can wave at them, but, you know, no hugs. And it's kind of sad. But we will get through it. And that's kind of what we're doing. So we're going to talk about that. You know, March numbers are in. So we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Go Local. I'm a member of Go Local as an independent business owner, as part of a national franchise brokerage, Keller Williams. But so I'm a member of Go Local, and I talked to them earlier this week, and. I'm going to be doing some partnering with some ads and with some maybe having somebody call in once a week local businesses. If this is something that you're interested in, if you own a local business that is affected by the COVID-19, the pandemic that we're going through, the shutdown, connect with me. My number is 799-3617. You can text me or give me a call. And, you know, we can talk about what you're doing maybe or what we can do as a community to help you in your business if you were shut down and not able to work. So look for that in the next coming weeks, talking more about that. And then I think, you know, I think we need to focus on more than just real estate right now. And I've always said community is a big part of real estate. They're very much connected. What happens in real estate affects the local community, and what happens in the local community affects real estate. So I'm going to be the next month or so talking more about that. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we've got lots to talk about. So I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning on KSRO. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For the facts on coronavirus.
The CDC now recommends that Americans wear a non-surgical mask while in public. The president noted that he will not wear one. The U.S. reported more than 30,000 cases in one day.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
KSRO is online at ksro.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO. You can tune in also live, streaming live at ksro.com or KSRO on the radio dial. And then podcast is a great way if you miss the show or you want to hear it again. You can go to ksro.com, go to shows, ask the expert, and then look for Allison Norman / real estate, and that is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and you'll find all the past shows and a lot of good information in there. And then also remember the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. And a lot of times if I talk about something on the radio, I will go ahead and post it on the Facebook page as well. And then things that I don't have time to talk about or things that come up during the week that I want you to see, I will post on that Facebook page. So make sure you follow along with that for a lot of good local and national information about real estate and kind of what's happening in the community in real estate. So, you know, even though we're not really, you know, real estate. So what happened last week, I mentioned that we were the federal government changed the rulings making real estate an essential business. However, there was a whole bunch of restrictions to that and a lot of confusion. And honestly, a lot of even from the president of California Association of Realtors saying, I don't know if this is such a great idea. And this does not override any of your local restrictions. And there's, you know, there's a ton of local restrictions. Pretty much every Bay Area county has their own set of what real estate, what we can do and cannot do in real estate right now. And a lot of misinterpretation of it, or people interpreting the way they want it to be interpreted. And so I'm hearing from a lot of, you know, different agents that are think it's okay to do this and it's okay to do that, and it's really not. So what we can do is we can show a vacant property if, and this is specifically talking about Sonoma County. It's interesting that as of the last time I looked, which was a couple days ago, Napa County, Lake County, and Mendocino County all have no showings allowed at all. So Sonoma County has opened it up saying, yes, you can show a vacant property if by appointment only, and only two people can look at it, and those two people have to live in the same household, and then their agent can come in. And so, you know, that's a way, you know, if somebody really needs to buy a house, there are, you know, you can look at a vacant house, vacant property, and get in there and take a look. But very restricted, and really need to follow the guidelines and be careful. And, you know, I think this should be kind of limited to if you really want, you know, you really need to buy a house right now. Because, you know, otherwise you can wait. Interest rates are actually up right now. They're going to be down again, I think, after all this is over. Everything I'm hearing is that they're going to come back down. The rates that I pulled up this morning, jumbo is up at 4.08. Again, that may fluctuate based on your specific situation. You know, you can buy down the interest rate. You can, different lenders have some credits and things like that. So that's just kind of a basic rate. 30-year fixed, not jumbo, just 30-year conventional, 3.79. And we were seeing, you know, almost, you know, I saw a couple that were under 3 a few weeks ago. So if you don't have to buy right now, you know, I think there's people thinking, oh, I'm going to go out and get a great deal now because of everything that's going on. I don't think that's necessarily true. For one, I think houses are selling at the normal market rate. I haven't seen any drastic drops. I haven't seen a lot of more price reductions than we were already seeing. So if you think, you know, now's a great time to go out and get a great deal on a house, you know, think again about that. For one, you're going to be paying more in your interest rate. So is that great deal really a great deal? And also, I'm not seeing really great deal, you know, anything, you know, reduced because of COVID-19. So, you know, bottom line is stay home and stay safe. But if you do need to buy real estate, I've kind of backed off. I do have an active listing I'm going to talk about in a minute. But other than that, I'm closing up a couple that we had already started, and I'm going to focus more on what can I do out in the community. What can we do to get ready and you know, build up, you know, work with people that I know would like to sell a house or buy a house, and how can I get them ready? And I'm going to kind of be focusing my business in that direction. So if you have a house you're thinking about selling or you are thinking about buying, let's talk about, you know, do you need to do it right now? Does it make sense to do it right now? In some cases, it does. But in other cases, you know, let's, you know, maybe there's some things you can do to the house to get it ready. And then by the time you have it ready, we'll be all ready to go. And maybe we'll be through all this. And who knows, they keep extending that out further and further. But anyway, I guess my point is, you know, there is a lot of real estate still happening, and you know, some of it I think for a good reason, other, you know, I think we need to just kind of step back and cool our heels a little bit and stay inside and follow the rules and stay safe. But basically, so the rules are vacant houses, yes, you can show it, very restricted showing instructions, and it also says only if, so it can be shown by two people at a time with their agent. They have to live in the same household. The house has to be vacant. And there's a sentence in there that says, and only if they've already, or only if a virtual option isn't available. And we live in a virtual world, so of course a virtual option is available. So how do you interpret that sentence? You know, as of now, what I'm hearing through from North Bay Association of Realtors, from other realtors around, and even my brokerage, Keller Williams, where, you know, Eileen Morelli, who is our owner broker, is pretty much in constant talks with our attorney for our brokerage, and kind of trying to figure out what can be done, what can't be done to keep us all doing it the right way. So anyway, you know, like I said, it changes daily, sometimes twice daily, but as of now, that's how it is. So what do you do if you have an occupied house? You know, virtual, there's a lot of things we can do virtually, and we'll talk more about that when we get back, because I want to get into it, and we'll have to break right in the middle of it. So there's some other stuff I'll talk about first, but let's talk about the numbers real quick. The March numbers, we made it through March. People are saying March was a really long month. We made it through March, and interestingly enough, it's interesting because, you know, with everything going on, you'd think things would have come to a screeching halt, and a lot of things did. However, there was a lot already in the works. And with real estate, we kind of work in cycles of, you know, 30, you know, an escrow is typically 30 days. So 30, 60, 90 days is kind of, you know, so things that are happening now really started probably 90 days ago or more, or maybe a little less. So it's not that unusual that we would see normal numbers for March. What'll be interesting to see what's happening in April. And so the numbers right now for April, there are active listings, single family homes, there are 683. And that's really pretty similar to what we saw in February. So, in the beginning of March. So, you know, as of now, about the same time a month ago, there were 684. Now there's 683 active listings on the market coming soon. And this is something that's a little different. As agents are trying to figure out, where should we put our listings in the MLS? Do we put them as active? And where the days on the market starts ticking. And normally, you don't want the days of the markets to get long. I think in this climate, I think with everything going on, I think we're all smart enough to look at an active listing that has a longer than normal amount of days on it and say, oh, it's because of what was going on at the time. It's because it was hard to show. It was because we weren't allowed to show it or whatever. So I think personally, I'm putting my listing active because that syndicates it out to everything, out to all of the different, you know, Zillow and Realtor.com. And there's like 100 different places it goes, but so I have it active, but can't show it face to face. That doesn't mean we can't show it, and I'll talk about, like I said, some virtual ways of doing that. Anyway, so but then there's some agents are putting their listings as incoming soon, and then others are putting them as temporary off the market. So I would encourage, if you're working with an agent, say, hey, did you look at the coming soon and the temporary off market as well? And, you know, not to tell your agent what to do, but I think that's important to look at all of it, because I don't think it's all showing as active. Anyway, there's 76 coming soon and there's 180 temporary off market. And I'm talking specifically about single family homes active on the market right now. And then condos, 76 in the active category, 7 coming soon, and 16 temporary off the market. So those are all most, I think in this case right now, the temporary off the market is probably because of COVID-19 and showing difficulties and all of the back and forth. We can show it, we can't show it, we can work, we can't work, all of that. So important to keep an eye on that. But the March numbers, we sold, we closed 291 homes, single family homes in March. And that's about the same again. Actually, it's higher than what we sold in February, was 246, and 226 in January. So, you know, we're up there, actually higher than we were, which is typical as you head into spring to see numbers go up a little bit. 49 condos sold. So, you know, the market is moving, interestingly enough. So we'll talk about some ways, and I'll mention my new listing when we come back. We're going to take a break and go to the news. And I promise when we come back, I'm going to talk about some ideas as far as what you can do if you want to put your house on the market. Some ways that we're doing some virtual showings and virtual previews. And we'll come back and talk about that at my new listing out in Forestville. It's on an acre country property. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
In New York, the number of deaths from the coronavirus pandemic falling slightly.
New hospitalizations is 574, which is obviously much lower than previous numbers. That's partially a function of more people being discharged.
Governor Andrew Cuomo saying that it's too soon to predict if the change means that the state, which leads the nation in coronavirus cases, has reached the peak of COVID-19 fatalities. Military personnel now being deployed to New York City, where the virus has killed more than 2,600 people. Nationally, more than 8,000 people in the U.S. have died of COVID-19. Another U.S. hot zone in Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards said this morning in a televised interview that he fears that the state could run out of ventilators by Thursday and ICU beds by next weekend. In Kentucky, a warning about a scam. The group of people are charging $200 for fake COVID-19 tests. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
More rain for today, high of 53-51 along the coast. Partly cloudy tonight with possible showers, low 39-41 on the shores. Tomorrow, though, expect on and off showers, high of 56-53 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, then back to partly cloudy and dry at 63. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And I'm talking about real estate today, but we're also talking about community and you know, what we can do to kind of help our community. And we'll talk about that more towards the end of the show, what's going on with Go Local and other local businesses and how we can get involved in that. Because I do think the health of a community is directly correlated with the health of real estate. So we got to take care of our community right now. So I want to mention before I forget, because I keep getting sidetracked, I do have a new listing, just went live this morning. And it is occupied, so showing is going to be a little interesting because technically, or not technically, legally, the Sonoma County rules very specifically say no face-to-face showings in occupied properties. So we do have, we are, however, allowed to have photographers, have virtual tours, have inspectors. The homeowner does have a pest inspection scheduled, and we had photos and virtual tour. And the tour is a nice. I know there's the 3D tours, and rather than doing that, what my photographer is doing right now is offering a virtual walkthrough, and he basically walked through the house with with his video camera, and took a nice, stroll through the house. So you can see each room and you can see the flow. So that's a good way to virtually take a look at this property. And then any interested, buyers will get into a more detailed virtual showing, there's several different ways. And one is doing the Zoom meeting or Facebook Live with the group, with the buyer, the seller, and both agents, doing a walkthrough that way to take a look, hey, what's over in that corner right there? Go stand next to the wall so I can see how high the ceilings are, or go, see how, view people in the room, how small or how big is the room really? And looking in closets, looking in drawers, things that you would do normally walking through the house. And that may just be the way that we're doing things right now. But it can be done. And I'm talking to agents all across the country who do, actually were doing that before. And I've done that before as well. I just closed an escrow for a lady who is moving from New York, and we did FaceTime. She never saw the property. It can be done. And this wasn't because of the coronavirus. This is because she lived in New York and couldn't get over here. Now, unfortunately, she's bought the house and is stuck in New York because she can't get her stuff moved over here. But thankfully, she has some family there to live with. So for the time being, and then she'll eventually move into her new home. But this can be done. There's lots of ways to do it. And I have sold. I've actually personally bought homes that I've never even walked in. So can be done. And if you need a house and it can be done. So let me tell you about this property. I keep getting distracted. So this is a great country property in Forestville. It's 6091 Van Keppel, right, you know, off the heart of downtown Forestville. And it's an acre property, and it's a really nicely updated. It's a real kind of nice mix of country, you know, ag country property with, you know, luxury of a 2,900 square foot house. So you've got, you know, you've got, it's a really nice mix. So a lot of times when you find a country property, you're finding kind of a funky country property, and a lot of animal people could care less about the house. They just want some land for their animals. This, you get both. You get this beautiful house. It's got this huge wraparound deck, really nice deck out front to just, you know, sit on a cool evening or, you know, warm evening. It's just it's a really nice feel to this house. So you big wraparound decks. It has it's on an acre. It has paddocks, some outbuildings. There's a pool. There's owners put had an addition done, legal with permits, addition done back in 2002, and they added a couple of bedrooms, another bathroom, this whole other kind of wing of the house. And then it has a separate master bedroom upstairs. It's really kind of separate from the other bedrooms, which is nice, with a walkout balcony, big walk-in closet, soaking tub, big bathroom. They just updated the redid the kitchen about a couple of years ago. And, I think they said 2014 on that. So if you're at all interested, it is 6091 Van Keppel. I can get you the virtual walkthrough. It is in the MLS. You can look it up. And it's listed at $1,000,001. And just a great country property. Great for anybody. 4-H. You know, there's room for your animals. There's room for your toys, for gardening, for all of that fun ag stuff. But it's also a really nice, luxurious house. So you get kind of a mix of both. So that is actively on the market as of this morning. And we shall see how it goes, because we are under the restrictions of not being able to show it. So we're getting creative. So if you want to hear more about that, glad to talk to you about it. Or if you have a realtor you're working with, say, hey, I heard about this great property. I want to get some more information. So it's 6091 Van Keppel Road in Forestville. 2952 square foot, 3-bedroom, 3 full baths on 1 acre with a pool. And I have a virtual tour available for that. So let's talk about, you know, we'll segue into that, because we are limited to showings. What other things can we do? And really, I think it comes down to, you know, advertising, really getting it out there. And that's all the same as it's always been. But then how can we show this property? We can't do open houses. We can't do, I can't put a lockbox on it and have, you know, somebody call the seller and make an appointment, which is all normal stuff that we would do. So we can have a virtual open house. We can have a walkthrough with the seller, you know, showing their house. And what homeowner doesn't like to show off their house when, you know, especially when you get it, you do all the work to get it ready, and they've been working really hard to get this property ready. I mean, not that it needs a lot of work, but just, you know, it's a big 1-acre property. It needed some work to get it fresh and ready for the market. and they've worked really hard. So, you know, it's nice to be able to go take a camera, video camera, take your phone. We all have a video camera on our phone now, I think, and just walk through and show it to a buyer. And that's one way that we are showing properties right now. And as I said, if it's a vacant property, you can make an appointment to get in and see it. In this case, this is not a vacant property. So those are other things we can do. And then as far as, I mentioned a little bit with the title and escrow, we're doing virtual, we can't do virtual closings. In the case of one that I, signing that I just had earlier this week, I sat there on the phone, on speakerphone, because they're trying to limit the amount of people that go into the title company. The title company offices are open, with limited, appointment only. They also have mobile notaries, which they've always had, and they're really utilizing that now. With mobile notaries that'll come to your house, that'll go meet you out on your front porch if you don't want anyone in your house, which is a good idea to not let people in your house, really, in my opinion, and in kind of the rules of what they're saying, the stay in place. And I think a lot of people don't get the whole stay in place social distancing thing, and where they're inviting friends and family over or going and doing things, and that's not what that means. But anyway, so a mobile notary can come to your house, come meet you on your front porch, meet you at the park, out in a parking lot somewhere, and sign your documents. So if you're going, how in the heck could we close an escrow through all of this, it definitely can be done. And this is stuff that we've been doing all along. Technology is our friend. There's a lot of things we can do. There's a lot of, like, the military that they'll get orders to move, and they can't go look at the house, or they'll have like a week. I closed, had a client last year. I think it was just about a year ago we closed. Both Coast Guard, she was able to come out for a week, and had, I think it was even a couple of days. And in that amount of time had to find a house. So, so that was good. A lot of times they're not able to even make that trip. And so a lot of it's done virtually. And so it can be done. And I know I'm kind of going on and on about that, but I think, I really honestly think it can be done. And I know there's a lot of people saying, well, I would never buy a house without stepping foot in it. And I guess, my response to that is, well, then don't. For one, if you don't need to buy a house right now, then maybe you should wait. But if you have been looking for a house on an acre in Forestville, and this is your opportunity, then, how bad do you want something, I guess, is what it comes down to. And it can be, and we need to put our limiting beliefs, I think, away for this, because we're in a different world right now. And it can be done if you have the need, or the will, or the, open mind, I would say, to do it. So, anyway, that's what we're seeing, and that's what I'm doing. We cannot do open houses. We can do showings in a vacant house, very limited. And again, like I said last week, I said, all these things that we can do, and then at the end of the day, the rules changed. They said, never mind, you can't do any of that. And then, a couple of days later, and this literally, it feels like it's been a month. It was literally like a week. In a week's time, it went to, I think, four different ways that we can look at, that we can do real estate. We can't do real estate. We can do it at limited. Oh, wait, we can't do it at all. It literally, in a matter of days, was that way. So, it may change. Stay tuned. And like I said, follow that Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And then interesting thing, if you are looking at a house that's vacant and you are able to get in with your realtor, and like I said, very specific rules, you can only go, yourself or you and someone else that you live with. So husband and wife, or sometimes the parents like to come along, or you bring all your kids. And so you can't do that in this climate that we're in right now. But you can, in a vacant house, two people in the same household and their agent. However, you all need to sign this form. And this includes, if you read the form, so this is the California Association of Realtors, that is very form and disclosure conscious. As all of California, we're kind of the land of many disclosures, I call it. There is a new form that agents need to sign, two different forms, and we'll talk about them. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk about it when we come back. what these forms are and make sure that, and this is really something that if you need to know if you're a buyer or a seller to protect yourself, and your agent should know as well. And so if there's agents listening, hopefully, I'm sure all of our brokers are talking to us about this, but I'm going to go over it anyway. We'll take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
For the facts on coronavirus.
The shelter-at-home orders across the Bay Area, the most aggressive in the country. We have limited hospitalizations and the need for beds across the state at a peak from 720,000 to about 120,000, we estimate.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here on KSRO and at KSRO.com and podcasts at also at KSRO.com. And so if you missed part of the show, you're just tuning in, you wondered what I was talking about. We did cover the March numbers and some interesting facts about that, and then what we are allowed to do in real estate right now. And I mentioned my listing that I have. And as I said, I've kind of scaled back on my real estate business right now, but real estate is booming right now. There's a lot going on. Not booming, but it actually is. It's going along as normal as far as the numbers go. And I think a lot of that for March is because this didn't really come into full effect until, you know, mid-March. And it's only been a couple of weeks, although it seems like a year now, or at least a couple of months. But so, you know, numbers are still strong. So I mentioned my listing that I just put on the market today, 6091 Van Keppel. It's on an acre, 2952 square feet. I said it's 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. I forgot to mention it does also have a bonus room office that was an original bedroom when they did their addition. What they require you to do is on septic, but it's also on city water, Forestville water. But it with the septic, they typically, though, when you do an expansion, they require that you abandon a bedroom. Because with a septic system, you can only have a certain number of bedrooms. So the one of the original bedrooms is now an office. It's a great property. I encourage you to take a look at it, 6091 Van Keppel. Look at it virtually. Oh, and I do have a virtual tour in the MLS. It has a pool, has lots of room for all your 4-H animals and fun stuff, gardenings, all that. Anyway, I just forgot to mention that, so I wanted to add that in. I was talking about forms, and let's go over that real quick, and then I'm going to talk about Go Local and what we're doing. So there is a form. The California Association of Realtors is very disclosure conscious and protecting their members, the realtors, and the homeowners, buyers and sellers. And so we have a lot of pre-made, all, you know, attorney-written forms that we have. So as soon as this came out and we realized there was going to be an issue, there was one form that came out that addressed cancellations if new information such as a pandemic came up and you didn't no longer could close escrow, maybe that you couldn't get the loan, you lost your job, you didn't want people in your house anymore, you didn't want to sell your house anymore, there is this disclosure called a coronavirus addendum amendment that you'll be asked to sign if you, it looks like you're going to need to extend the escrow because, you know, maybe you want to extend till after all of this is over. And there, if buyer and seller are in agreement, you can do that with this form. And this is something your realtor will tell you all about, but I just wanted to kind of let you know there are these two forms. As a seller, this other form that just came out a couple of days ago is regarding all of the thing. It basically needs to be signed by everyone, or should be signed by everyone, every part of the party, and that includes any agent that's going to be going into the house. And these are all... this is a California Association of Realtors form, and what's confusing, and I think confusing a lot of agents, is this form is so that you're allowed to go into the property. You have to sign this form, and it's based on the California rules saying real estate is essential, we can show property. However, Sonoma County says no, you can't. You can only show vacant property. So we're required to fill out this form, and the way I'm saying it, and the way California Association of Realtors talks about it, is as if it's okay to show a property that is not vacant. In Sonoma County, it's not. And in most of the Bay Area counties, it is not. A lot of the LA counties also, you can't show a property that's occupied. And some, you can't even show a vacant property. So this, but anyway, just know if you are going to look at a property, your agent will have you sign this form. And I had an agent, we had a walkthrough that had to be done. And so I had an agent sign, you know, say, hey, we need to sign this. And there was a little bit of back and forth on, I don't want to sign that. What is this form? You know, and so it's so new that even the agents are kind of going, what is this? But it really says, you have to check the thing saying, I don't have a cough or cold. I haven't been around anyone with coronavirus. I will wear gloves and a face mask and hold everybody harmless. Because there's actually been lawsuits now of, somebody who contracted coronavirus and they think it's because their agent let somebody in that was sick or something, you know. And so we just all need to keep ourselves safe. So if you don't have to buy a house right now, I would say, you know, just take a little step back, work on your credit, but if the perfect house comes along, we can figure out a way to make it work. So it's all in, it's really got to be case by case. You know, how are you going to make this work? If you're working with a realtor already, I'm sure that they have all of this information, and I'm just kind of letting you know, I can't advise you if you already have a realtor, but as you know, I can advise you kind of what the process is and what's going on, and then specific questions need to go specifically to your realtor. If you don't have a realtor and you have questions, I'm always glad to answer those for you. 799-3617 is how you contact me, or nodumbquestion@gmail.com. I haven't mentioned that one in a long time. I still have that email up and active, or just AllisonNorman@kw.com. They actually go to the same place, but nodumbquestion is an easy one to remember. nodumbquestion@gmail.com. If you have specific questions about what's going on, if it's about a specific transaction you're in right now and you're working with a realtor, you really need to talk to them. And if you're not getting the answers, or you're confused, or they're saying, no, you have to, you know, you have to let people in to look at your house, and you don't want to, you know, you can always call their broker if you're having problems with an agent. It's my advice, not anything specific, but the brokers are, you know, the kind of the last word and the one responsible for the transaction. So if you're having any trouble, call the broker. So before we run out of time, I do want to talk about, so Go Local. I am part of Go Local as a locally owned, each realtor, you know, we're all agents. Some people are brokers and they own their own brokerage and they are, you know, own their own little, local business. But really each agent that works under a broker, whether it's a national franchise like Keller Williams or a local franchise, local boutique brokerage, we're all independent contracts. I am an independent contractor in myself, you know, just me, or any assistance I have. So I am a part of Go Local. One thing to know, that I want to mention is that, small business Association is, their administration, is working on offering, I know they're offering small business loans to independent contractors, and actually realtors, and I think they're still setting this up in California, but realtors can actually apply for unemployment if your business is affected by what's going on. And the other thing I wanted to mention is be careful as a homeowner if you are offered a forbearance or offered to, you know, not have to pay your home mortgage right now. Really be careful and find out what exactly they're offering you, because the money that you owe is not just going to disappear, unless that's the agreement you have, is they're not going to, they're going to write it off for 3 months. Most likely they're either going to require a balloon payment, or they're going to require that they'll tack it on the back of the loan, and then you'll be paying more interest on that. Anyway, that was a little side note. But so Go Local, where I was going with that, is we're going to do over the next few weeks some, you know, there's a lot of people really hurting right now that are in businesses that are not essential. And the, you know, the hairstyle, the even the, all the food places, you know, so people are still doing fast food. A lot of the places I notice are delivering, you know, the clothing boutiques, the there's so many local businesses that are affected. So I'm teaming up with Janine Murray at Go Local, and we're going to talk about things that we can do together to maybe get some of these local businesses on the air on during maybe one segment of the show in the next coming months to see how we can help them. There's a lot of she actually sent me a she sent me an email with a couple of links, and I'm going to post these links on the Facebook page, but they are, the nonprofits are really hurting right now. Obviously they're volunteer you know, volunteer based businesses, and you know, people are not out there volunteering because it's not safe to, you know, especially it's a lot of retired, older folks who are, shouldn't be out there mingling with other people anyway. So they've lost a lot of their volunteers. So there's a list of nonprofits that, and how can we help them? And then there's a list of businesses, Go Local businesses, that are offering online ordering, offering delivery, and then gift cards is a good way to, you know, if you have a, you know, a hairstylist that you go to normally, you know, maybe buy a gift card now that you would normally go be, you know, going to get your nails done, or, you know, see if they're offering gift cards. And I know, you know, from a business standpoint, that could hurt them a little later because now they're having to honor all these gift cards. But for right now, somebody that really needs the money right now to help continue their business, gift, you know, buying gift cards might be a way to do it. Or buying gift cards for the for food, you know. So how we can reach out and help our community, because it, we really do need, we're kind of all in this together. We need to support each other. You know, so that's what we're going to do. I think we need to do that. And so we will focus on real estate, definitely, during the next few months, and let you know what's happening in real estate, what's going on with, you know, for homeowners, for somebody trying to buy or sell, somebody, you know, that can't make their mortgage payment. We'll talk about all of that, but I'm also going to be focusing on things that we can do in the community. So if you have a specific need as a business, reach out to me and let me know. Again, 799-3617. Let's talk about how we can help you, and how I can help you hear from the airways. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks again for joining me this Sunday. Enjoy your... yeah, hang in there. Joe said hang in there. Hang in there. And if you know, if you're, reach out to somebody, if you're feeling alone and lonely, give me a call even. I'm glad to help you through it. I think we need to stay connected. 799-3617 is my number. NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
This is a coronavirus.